municipality of Pavulla, the castle of Monte Cuccola. From Pavulla, driving for approximately 4 kilometers in the direction of Lama Mocconia, we arrive at the village of Monte Cuccola, the heart of the Montecuccoli family's fiefdom. Here stands the castle where their long history as feudatories and lords of the Frignano region began. Entering the gateway and climbing a steep ramp, we find ourselves in the fortress's large internal courtyard. It is dominated by a tower, probably built in the 12th century, when the Ghibelline Montecuccoli were battling their Guelph rivals for dominion of Frignano. The tower was defended by a first circle of walls, while an underground cistern at its foot ensured the castle's water supply. The arch leading to the small courtyard was opened up later on, as witnessed by an inscription on the keystone, Galeotus M.C., 1549. On the northwestern side, backing onto the steepest part of the hillside, the Montecuccoli gradually built their residence in successive phases between the 12th and 16th centuries, forming a complex of buildings from different periods superimposed one upon another. The nucleus was the so-called Old Palace, which collapsed during the 19th century and was never rebuilt except for the outside wall. To this was added the New Palace, consisting of two wings, one on the north side, the other on the south, encircled by the second wall. After the Piazza Tower had been erected at the southern end, the whole of the upper village was enclosed within a third wall. The gradual development of this complex fortress reflects the consolidation of the Montecuccoli's power in Frignano between the 12th and 16th centuries. The 16th century also saw the construction of the small round tower with its stone spiral staircase to facilitate access to the various stories. At the same time, much work was done to transform the austere fortress into a stylish palace, its rooms frescoed according to contemporary taste. The fortress was devastated by French soldiers in 1799, then neglected for decades. As a result, nothing now remains of the furniture, the pictures, or even the original structure, which was greatly altered at the end of the 19th century, when it was purchased by Monsignor Gaetano Bonvicini to be turned into rooms to let. Access to the palace is from the larger courtyard. After the small entrance hall, we reach the three upper floors via a magnificent spiral staircase, whose steps are single blocks of stone. The walls are perforated by loopholes to facilitate surveillance of all points of the fortress. On the piano nobile lived the feudatory and his family. In one of the rooms is an imposing stone fireplace, its architrave richly decorated with the Este symbol of a diamond in the centre, the Montecuccoli crest to the left, and a spiral decoration portraying a stylized sun. On the left are the mysterious initials RA with the date 1488. On the same floor, in the Piazza Tower, is the General's Room, where, according to legend, General Raimondo Montecuccoli first saw the light of day. This tradition ensured that the room was safe from destruction, and today we could admire it as it was in 1545, decorated according to the prevailing Renaissance taste. The decorations that run around the top of the walls are interspersed with numerous Latin mottos and the Montecuccoli family crests, often accompanied by those of their wives, the Molza of Modena, the Pico of Mirandola, the Pio of Carpi, and the Landi of Ferrara. Another feature of the room are the four round loopholes, a metre above floor level, which betray the tower's original military function. We do not know where the kitchen was exactly, though contemporary documents refer to a housekeeper and three assistants. Upstairs is Frignano's Ferruccio Minghelli Natural History Museum, devoted to the earth sciences. On its shelves are samples of rocks, fossils, and minerals, providing a priceless lithological and mineralogical record of the Frignano region. There is also a paleontology section containing local finds and rooms devoted to the region's flora and fauna. Of special scientific interest is the precious herbarium, which preserves 6,000 samples from the collection of the botanists Mori, Lunardi and Riva. From the first room of the museum, you can go outside onto the battlements for a breathtaking view of the whole of the Frignano area. The castle is also home to two interesting art collections, one devoted to the painter Gino Covilli, the other to sculptor Raffaele Bielchini, both eminent local artists. We now descend to the lower part of the courtyard and the main gateway giving access to the upper village. On the left is the door to the guard room. On the right, a narrow angled loophole giving a view of the access ramp. Again on the right, a narrow passageway leads down to a small prison in the basement of the Piazza Tower. The plastered walls are covered in graffiti left by the prisoners who served their sentences there. The massive building backing onto the southeastern wall was the Podesteria, a complex which included the Podesta's palace, a law court, a torture chamber and prison cells, as well as the Podesta's residence with a stable and a small building for drying chestnuts. These buildings all date back to the 1400s when the Duke established the Podesteria. Now completely restored, the former Podesta's residence has been converted into a modern hostel.